Welcome to Top 5 Tuesday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
You know what I think I should bring back is the Welcome to 8-Bit Geek, where people say that we make the best pies. I don't know, just fun little intros, but coming up with five of those a week is terrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I can see that.
But if somebody
just
wants
to do that on Monday.
Yeah, maybe just on Monday. So if anybody wants to come up with fake facts for us to read on Mondays.
Whoa. There's no such thing as fake facts here, bud.
Yeah, I just made it.
Don't get it twisted.
They're fake facts. Like saying, hey, everyone, welcome to the 8-Bit Geek, where Kevin's running for president in 2024.
Oh, you know, God.
Or we're the greatest. We've been voted the number one theme park in America.
Because of Doug's, everyone gets a ride. Ah!
No. It's funny that you should say that, Kev. You should really listen to Manic Monday.
Oh, man, I was there the whole time. What are you talking about, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Elote's guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Doug's maniacal laugh makes me think I really shouldn't listen to Monday's episode. Just let it happen.
So we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're doing Top 5 Emo Bands, and this is a very fun one. This was very difficult to arrange into a Top 5. I still am having issues with it because I don't
know.
So
you should go first then.
Fuck, okay. All right. Damn it. All right. My number 5 is going to be, who should I put there out of those two?
Okay.
I'm going to go Motion City Soundtrack as my number 5.
Okay. Good stuff.
Just a fantastic, fun band. I guess you would say that I have a certain style that I really like, which is a high pitch. I mean, I guess that's all emo. Like, I don't, like, all emo is like high pitch singers.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. Or screamo.
Screamo.
Yeah. So Motion City Soundtrack comes at number 5 for me. They have an album that's my favorite album. What's the name of it? It was produced by Mark Hoppus, and that just happens to be like their best album, in my opinion. So if you're listening, what's it called? I'm trying to think of it. What's their album called? Oh, Commit This to Memory. It came out in 2005. If you want to give any of the artists that we talk about today a chance, if you haven't listened to emo, if you're remotely interested, we'll list the favorite album of theirs that we like as well. So maybe you can check them out and see what they're like. So Motion City Soundtrack, Commit This to Memory, number 5. Oh. Kev?
Doug? Oh, okay,
Kev,
I'll go.
Kev Doug.
My number 5 is a band that's still around. I don't think they've ever stopped touring. They've been around since probably the early 90s, and it's Jimmy Eat World.
Mm-hmm.
I remember getting a tape after a concert back when, you know, there'd always be those flyer people passing out flyers and samplers and tapes. I got a cassette tape that I was on one side was Jimmy Eat World, and on the other side was Less Than Jake. It was such a weird combo, but that was when I first heard of them. Then I picked up Bleed American that came out in 2001, I think. But they had to change the name, basically the self-titled, because after 9/11, they're like, Bleed American's probably not a good name for an album at this time. Mm-hmm. So if I can recommend one album, it would be Bleed American. I mean, that album is just chock full of hits from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. Whatever that wasn't played on the radio is still just as catchy. I mean, it's just an amazing album that really solidified their kind of spot in emo, I think, in emo history. But if you get a chance, like a good follow-up, the album before that, Clarity, is a lot more chill, but it is amazing to listen to. And once again, it's a good night album, just something really chill to listen to.
Listen, man, we're not doing the whole discography, okay? One album.
And then in 96, Static Prevails came out.
I'm going to throw a monitor
turn to
at
Matt
you.
Pinfield. He did a side project with Lou Barlow.
Do you ever get sick of that album?
What, Bleed American? Hell yeah. No.
I got tired of it because of how much it was on the radio. I still love it, but I was like, oh God, okay, we get it. Like every 2 minutes.
I would skip past their big hit on that. What was it? The middle. That's what it was called. Mm. Yeah, like that one I would skip because but the before track and the after track to those are both fucking amazing. I love that acoustic track afterwards. And yeah, man, it's such a great album. Doug?
My number five is Saves the Day. One of the things I'm noticing also is a lot of my list, a lot of the bands are from the state of New Jersey. So I don't know what the fuck happened in New Jersey to all of you guys in like the late 90s that turned all of you into emo bands. But
It's New Jersey. That's what happened. New Jersey.
I was going to say, I think that still goes on today. Everyone who talks about New Jersey pretty much has a story that's like New Jersey.
So saves the day. I would say my favorite album from them is Through Being Cool, which came out in
99.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Did some good shit.
It's really tough because I'm sure all the bands that we're going to mention and we wanted them on our lists, but it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My number four is going to be Taking Back Sunday.
Good pick.
Man, they've had such a strong history. Like, I don't think I dislike any of their albums. Maybe their newer stuff, like I didn't really get into, like Tidal Wave, but oh my gosh. I'm going to say if you have to listen to an album, it's gotta be Where You Want to Be. I think that's their classic. It was their second album, and has a ton of bangers on them. So you can listen to that, but fuck, what an influential band in my life when I found them. They're so good. Kev?
Nice. That's awesome, man. My number four is a band that's probably going to be a lot higher up on all your guys' lists, I assume. And that is My Chemical Romance. I thought they were amazing, but I didn't get into them like a lot like others. I don't know. I just kind of fell out of music around then, or that type of music. But Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge was a fucking great album. And that's the one that kind of hooked me. That's with I'm Not All Right and Helena and just The Ghosts of You.
I'm Not All Right or is it I'm Not Okay?
I'm Not Okay. I'm Not Okay, I promise. Okay. You're right.
I'm Not Okay. Yep.
There you go. And so, that album was just so good. And that's when they were touring with like Alkaline Trio, Reggie and the Full Effect. It was like, what was that, 2003, 2006?
Yeah,
around that era.
Yeah, the early 2000s.
Yeah, so if I can recommend an album that I liked, it was Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge. But obviously, I think the big one's The Black Parade. Everyone, you know, that's kind of been the one that really launched them, if anything. Doug?
For sure. Sorry, I was thinking about your But it's 2004 is the year that album
came out. Nice. Yeah. It was good. Like, I love the music video to that song, too, where they made it like it was a high school like comedy deal. Yeah. It was like it just felt like a really long trailer. And at the end of it, I was like, I'd watch that movie.
2004 was such a great year for freaking music. All this stuff came out around then.
Yeah.
My number four is The Early November.
I don't think I've ever heard them.
Well, get learnt, scrub.
It's called My Early November. Can I only listen to them during that time?
Yes. Okay. Also from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Best album. Dude, they've got... Oh, Jesus Christ. I have to look at their...
Maybe not the best album, but the album that you think that our listeners should give a chance to, like listen to.
Okay, The Room's Too Cold is their 2003 studio album. That one's really good. And then 2002's For All of This is their EP. Mm-hmm. And that's what got me hooked. And then I got The Room's Too Cold. And then
I'm writing this down because I'm going to add it.
Yeah, it was good shit, man. If you've been in a car ride with me, you've heard at least one of their songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm adding it right now to
They did this weird concept album. It was their third album, or I guess it's technically their second album, The Mother, The Mechanic, and The Path, and it was a 3-disc set or whatever, and like it told, dude, it was fucking weird. It was like a story. It was weird. It was good. It had some really good songs on it, but then there was like in between tracks that were like therapy session stuff. It was weird.
I like concept albums like that. That's cool.
I'm looking at their current photo and they still look like an emo band.
Way to keep it going.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number three is going to be brand new.
Oh yeah.
Man, I got introduced to this band and this album from a girl that I desperately wanted to date, but she just wanted to be friends with me. And then when I did ask her out, she was like, Jeremy, this fucking ripped my heart out. She was like, Jeremy, you have to understand, I'm just really vain. And so I want someone that's like super hot. It's like, fuck me, man.
Ben.
So yeah. This album was on repeat. And it's, how do you pronounce it, Doug? Is it Deja and...
Intendu.
Okay, Intendu. Yeah, so that one is also filled with nothing. You can listen from beginning to end, and every song will make you feel something. It's phenomenal. Yeah. So that's my number three. Kev?
My number three is a band. I think Doug will be more... I've talked with Doug about this band a lot. One of my favorites that I never got to see live, but From Autumn to Ashes.
Dude, yes.
I love this band. And they were like emo post-hardcore.
Yes. What are they called?
Dude, I saw them in Finch. Oh, my God.
What are they called?
From Autumn to Ashes.
God, what a fucking emo name.
Yeah, exactly. It was. And they fucking lived it, man.
Look at these fools.
Like, the songs. Yep. That's about right. The album I would recommend is The Fiction We Live. The Fiction We Live is kind of like, it's a well put together album. It's kind of like just telling, I mean, it tells a great story from beginning to end. And just like the tracks they do with who Autumn is, this character Autumn, like they're beautiful. Like the standout tracks. I mean, you got the, I'm trying to think of the songs that were on there. Whatever the song list was. I mean, go listen to that album. what was it? Milligram Smile was really good. The After Dinner Payback was awesome. Just fucking starts off really good. There's a lot of good stuff on there, but yeah, I can't recommend them enough, dude. From Autumn to Ashes.
Awesome. Doug?
My number three is one that's already been mentioned, and that is Taking Back Sunday.
Yes!
Not from New Jersey, but from about as New Jersey as you can get in New York. They're from Long Island.
Mm-hmm. Listen, that's like, God, that's like the, if New Jersey is the belly button, like Long Island's the underpit.
Oh, fuck.
I don't think that they like line up that way at all, but like,
they do.
Just I'm pretty sure that New Jersey's a little more south than Long Island, so but just like, would, there's like, you talk to people from that area and you're like, oh man, I live in New York. It's like, oh cool, where you live, New Jersey. No, you fucking don't. No, you fucking don't. Shut the fuck up. And then you also have like, hey, I live in New York. Oh yeah, where do you live? Long Island. No, the fuck you don't. Shut the fuck up. No, you don't.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a real New York answer.
Yeah. I would say I'm going to differ on the album though, that I think is better. Cause you said Make Damn Sure. Which one did you say? No, not Make Damn Sure. You said Where You Want to Be.
It's their second album. It was one with the
Where
Kid
You
Want to
Be. Yeah. 2004. Yeah. Mine is their first one. And that is okay. Tell All Your Friends.
Yes. It was such a battle to choose that one.
Tell All Your Friends is so good. And on that album, there is a brand new diss track. They diss brand new in one of their songs. They parody, or not parody, but they kind of parrot apart from one of brand new songs, because Jesse Lacey used to date John Nolan's sister, and John Nolan and his sister, actually, they're in a band together too. I forget what they're called, Straylight Run. But John Nolan's the guitarist for Take It Back Sunday, and they broke up, and there was some like animosity between the two of them, and so like there's a song, I forget which song it is, but there's a they're like a oh beef. Man, but they're yeah they literally take a line from their song and they're are using it to like kind of make fun of him.
That's awesome.
In a way. Yeah, so I love it. I was also, like, fuck yeah, this is New York versus New Jersey boys over here. Like, so fucking get at it. These emo bands fighting each other. I love it.
There's also on that album is like one of the most iconic lines in emo music history, which is, if you cut my throat and, wait, how is it? Yeah, if you bleed on my shirt, I'll still.
No.
What's the line? If you
cut my throat, I'll, with my last breath, I'll apologize for bleeding,
on your shirt. Yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just like, if that wasn't on your fucking header on MySpace, like, you weren't emo enough.
The song would start.
I think it's maybe that same song. It's Brand New 70x7. I think is what it is. Hold on. Because it's like, is that what you call tact? But they do it in the background. Again, it's like one of those where there's two things happening. Like there's like the their song and then like someone singing that underneath. Mm-hmm. And it's like you catch it and you're like, ooh, you fucking hate Jesse Lacey, huh? like I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's, there's no I in team. Oh man. Oh, I just found a whole fucking story about it.
Oh my
song
God.
Is a response. Okay, this song, which is There's No I in Team. This is a response to Brand New's song 70x7. Jesse Lacey of Brand New's girlfriend cheated on him. Oh, never mind. I got this wrong. With John Nolan from Taking Back Sunday. John called Jesse to tell him, and Jesse said, is that what you call tact? You're as subtle as a brick in the small of my back. So let's end this call and let's end this conversation. So that's why these lyrics are in both songs.
That's awesome.
I fucking love it. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tell all your friends.
I will.
It's the album.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was going to tell them the story. All right, so my number two is going to be Senses Fail.
Good one.
That's
good. Good. Hell yeah.
So Let It Unfold You is definitely, in my opinion, their strongest album, and it's definitely the one that you should listen to. And to if you're into wanting to get into them and test them out, they're like emos, but with a dash of screamo. They're like, mm-hmm. they just got just enough to satisfy and not make it annoying. And it's fantastic. I love like Lady in a Blue Dress is a fantastic song. I mean, all of them are. Slow Dance, New Jersey Falls into the Atlantic.
See?
So,
dude, Jersey fucked some people up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking. That's the truth. Hold
on. Let's see. Census Fail. Where are you guys from? Ridgewood, New Jersey.
There you go. Man, it all makes sense.
It all makes sense now.
Man. I remember they had that song, Irony of Dying on Your Birthday. And I remember that scream at the beginning always made me laugh because it just sounded like a fucking kid who didn't get his way. It's just like when I remember hearing that, and I was like, okay, these guys are pretty good. Like the rest of the song is great, but just that very beginning, mm-hmm. that just no, and then all of a sudden he just goes off into a tangent.
So yeah, I guess they're considered post hardcore emo, like so.
It's yeah, I mean, but I think they were all kind of lumped in yeah. to emo.
There's a chance that my wife and son may walk in because apparently he wants to show me something. I don't know what, but apparently it's very exciting. Oh, so if they just storm in while we're in the middle of recording, it's just going to happen. So
that's fine.
There you go.
Kev, what's your number two?
My number two is a band out of California. So the other side of things, still finding a way to be emo. And that band is Atreyu.
Mm, okay. Okay.
They were more on like the fast, like they were on like the metal emo side. But man, they came out of the fucking gate swinging. They had a song called Lip Gloss in Black that starts off with like a fucking Eddie Van Halen style intro with the like guitar taps. It's just great. They had, you know, screamer for their main vocalist. And then they had a melodic singer, which is completely emo, but he was the drummer as well. So he would play drums and sing these parts. It was really cool to see live. They are really good. If I can put a standalone album out there, like the stand-up one, it would be The Curse, which was like their second album. and they were fantastic. Like The Curse is really good. You got Bleeding Mascara, Right Side of the Bed. Remember, I think Right Side of the Bed was on like one of the Need for Speed games, or it was on like one of those EA Sports games.
Sorry, my son just walked in. He wanted to show me. He's got a another tooth growing. He's got a tooth growing. This kid's got teeth growing in.
What?
Whoa.
He's got a wiggly tooth.
That's awesome. Take it out. Pull it out with your fingers.
Pull it out on
stream. Only 5 years. Yeah. Oh my God. How is this possible?
Why does your son look like a grown ass man?
Right? I just saw the permanent one. I was like, what the fuck? And then the one in front of it's moving.
Why does that gross you out?
I don't know, because I used to be so fascinated by wiggling teeth when they were my own, but like now that I have to like deal with his.
Just don't swallow it.
You can still run up with a tooth fairy because his teeth are so tiny.
All right, bud. Well, congratulations on growing up. Started kindergarten. He's got loose teeth. Get the fuck out of here. Stop it. No one wants to hear that. We're recording. Go away. Go. Okay. You had your moment.
So much. Go away.
Go away. Okay. Sorry. Sorry. I didn't hear anything you said, Kev.
Did he say poop?
I mean,
I was talking about Atreyu. Atreyu.
Yes. We were arguing about Atreyu the other night, but not the band.
Yeah, I was about to say,
we couldn't remember who was Atreyu and who was Artax or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Someone's going to cry on that too.
Man, it was, I loved Atreyu. They were amazing. The Curse is my stand-up album. There's a lot of good tracks on there, but Lip Gloss and Black was on the album beforehand, and that's another one. That one got me into them, man. They were a really solid band. I think they're still together too. I think they're still touring. So.
Awesome.
It's a good one.
Doug, what's your number two?
My number two was and is still, sorry, I was trying to think, I'm trying to decide what joke I want to make. So the lead singer is a vampire. This motherfucker hasn't aged in the 30 goddamn years he's been making music. All right. Like, he looks the goddamn same. Chris Caraba has not fucking changed at all. The only thing that's changed is his hair length, but that dude still looks like he's 25 years old.
Yeah.
That's Dashboard Confessional. Like, man. I swear to God, man, they just haven't fucking changed. He hasn't changed. He looks the same. Looks the same.
That was,
he looks the same.
Man, they were on my list and I took them off. I was like,
quintessential emo.
How dare you?
Dashboard Confessional.
I know, and I'm sorry. There's so many good bands. I'm sorry.
Oh, but and this is another one. This is a tough one for albums because all their early stuff is really good. Dashboard, probably. I have to actually look at like some of their albums. See if I can make a choice real fast. A Mark, A Mission, A Brand of Scar, probably 2003's. Their earlier albums, Swiss Army Romance and The Place You've Come to Fear the Most, fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
Great fucking music. But A Mark, A Mission, A Brand of Scar, I think is when they really had like their studio sound, their big studio sound. So I think it's when he went from being an acoustic act to a like true full band with actual band members. Mm-hmm. So really good stuff. I also highly recommend the MTV's Unplugged Dashboard Confessional set.
One album, not 15.
Sorry, all of those are all around the same time. They're all like,
yeah, hey, they were all recorded within a month of each other. So
yeah, Tupac'd it.
2000, 2001, 2003, and like the live was around 2003 as well.
Okay. We've come to the number one position. And my number one, I feel, is probably the biggest emo band ever. And that's Death Cab for Cutie.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's very, I can't deny that. Yeah, right?
I don't know, man. My Chemical Romance is giving them a run for their money.
No, for sure.
Definitely. I feel like My Chemical Romance is sticking around longer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I do think that there has been a little bit of a fall off from Death Cab. They were making phenomenal music up until 2015, and then
even the new stuff.
Yeah, and so
Postal Service.
Well, I was gonna say Postal Service.
I know. I said I was like, well, maybe this counts too because he's on the list. But also my wife was like, in order, cause I was going to also put Jack's Mannequin on the list. But Ashley was like, oh, just do the lead singer's name, because he was also in Taking Back Sunday. I was like, yeah, you're fucking right. I was like, yeah, okay. But then I didn't, cause he was in it for a hot minute and then he left.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, okay. So, if you're going to listen to Death Cab, you have to listen. This is really tough because there's three phenomenal albums that I really love from them. Their first one, which was Transatlanticism. Then Plans and Code and Keys. I love those three albums, but you definitely should listen to Plans. Plans is their best. And it's real. If you want to fucking cry, if you're feeling really shitty and you're just like, I want to put out an album and just fucking cry, that would be your album. That would be. And what Sarah said, what it will make you fucking cry instantly. So, yeah. Anyways, that's it for me. Kev?
Oh. My number one is probably one of my number one bands of all time, and one of the bands I love seeing, and they're wonderful.
I'm gonna say it before you can. I'm gonna guess. Can I guess?
Yeah, go for it.
The Get Up Kids.
No, but that's a good pick. Okay. I thought about putting them on the list. No.
Can I get a Cambria?
Yes.
God damn it! I was about to say that. That was my guess, you asshole. You took it away from me.
Yes, Coheed and Cambria.
Fuck, man. Easily. I had it locked, loaded, and I was like, hey, can I get a guess? And even before I even finished that, you're all, hey, kaboom, kaboom.
Yes, if you know me, Coheed is one of my favorite bands. Just technically, they're just amazing. Vocals, I mean, they've got the high vocals, like the emo vocals that people will go for, but like the their highest, songs are catchy.
The highest of the high vocals.
Yeah, Nobody can get that high.
Yeah, and they're basically telling a Star Wars story in their mm-hmm. songs.
Hey, Kev,
like they've.
Can you try to get that high?
Oh, I used to. Jedi sniper, last shoot, you run. Yeah, it's really hard to do.
Shabooty. Jersey wide.
Yeah. Da, da, da. Another East that Coast high. Band, and they're from like the suburbs of New York. They're from like New York City, but. Once again, I mean, they're close enough to Jersey. They have Jersey City song in there. But if I could recommend one album, it would be Good Apollo on Burning Star 4. That was the one that kind of propelled them. But before that, man, In Keeping Secrets of Silent Earth 3 was the one that hooked me. And once again, banger from beginning to end. All their albums really are. Because like I said, it's kind of like listening to a story. And man, they're so good live. If you ever get a chance, they're touring again. You know, probably hopefully outdoor places right now, but go see them if you get a chance because they are unbelievable live.
Awesome. And Doug, we've reached your number one.
My number one has also already been mentioned. That's Brand New.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
I should have known.
I haven't listened to Brand New in a long time, in probably 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. at this point. In 2017, it came out that Jesse Lacey, the lead singer, was an absolute piece of human garbage. And so it's really put a detriment on the band. But like you've been talking about a band that has been super influential to me and stuff. It's Brand New. I've seen them probably more times than I've seen any band. I love all their stuff. And even just like the evolution of their music. If you go back to like their first album to even their later mm-hmm. stuff, there's just the evolution.
Completely of their sound. Different sounds on mm-hmm. every album.
Yeah. And they're just so good. And again, it's kind of like Taking Back Sunday where they have like that, they have lines in their song that are just like, you know, the epitome of like what emo music is, as far as just the like over dramatic kind of like, yeah. You know, again, like that one I quoted earlier, that what you call tack, you're as subtle as a brick in the small of my back. Like it seems ridiculous that he said that on a phone call, but at the same time, 100% believable. Like, mm-hmm. Yep.
If there's one thing that I miss from that era of music that we don't see today is how more complex the lyrics were in these songs than they are today. Like, you know, today it's just like Cat in the Hat with a baseball bat, which is still dope, but yeah. You know, can I guess your favorite album?
Sure.
Okay. I hope that it's the same one that I listed, but I have a feeling that it might be Daisy.
Dude, Daisy was really good. But no, although Daisy was really good. Jesus Christ. No, The Devil and God Are Raging Inside of Me.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ. No. The song. Had
a pretty face.
No,
the
no.
One, the someone that might save. Yeah.
Yeah. My God. That song is my favorite off the album.
Dejan Tattoo, very good. Very good. And an album with, I think, some of their like best like emo songs, mm-hmm. But The Devil and God Rage Inside of Me was the album where it went like, oh shit. Like, oh shit. Okay. So y'all not doing like the pop punk emo anymore. Like y'all doing like the angry man's emo, like the kind of screamo, but not like taking back Sunday screamo, mm-hmm. But like the, like, oh, there's, you're actually Blood mad. Brothers. Like you're actually mad. Yeah. Oh man, they're not an emo band, but that just made me think of Blood Brothers.
Which, I just said Blood Brothers.
Oh, you said Blood Brothers.
Ugh. Yeah, that's it. You're like, I just thought of that myself.
Well, I was like, I don't know Brothers, but fucking Blood Brothers. Oh my God, Blood Brothers, so good.
Yeah.
Well, no one I'm listening to later tonight. Well, we.
I know. I'm going to go play some Betrayu later after this.
I want to hear Lip Gloss
and Black.
I'm going to actually listen to the two albums that you guys gave me.
Awesome.
That I've never heard before. So which is going to be a good thing. So I've got some good albums to go through too. So, and sort of all of our listeners, especially the ones that were born in the early 2000s that never got to experience these albums, they are truly treasures and you should go back and listen to them because you're missing out on some absolutely phenomenal music, okay?
They're going to be like, I've heard all of this. This is what my parents listened to.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah. This is the oldie station.
Yeah, this is the golden oldies.
The golden oldies, man.
Oh man.
Motley Crue become classic rock.
At the beginning, we're talking about the year that all these albums came out. Like it seemed like 2003 was the year that I think was like most cited for a lot of these albums. 2003. Yeah. And then again, all these bands, the only one that I could find so far that wasn't from like New York, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Dashboard.
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they got out of there. They left for California as soon as they could.
Dude, mm-hmm. I follow Chris Rabba on Instagram, and that motherfucker's still in Florida.
Is he really?
Yeah, Florida boy through and through, my dude.
How is he still pale as shit?
How could you tell, Kev? He's 90% tattoos.
Yeah, you're right now. Yeah, he looks like a tattooed up Martin Starr. It's hilarious.
but more handsome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was. I don't know about that.
Oh, I'll show you the comparisons.
All right. Okay. Let's see. That's the end of that. So tomorrow we got What's Up Wednesday. We're going to talk about some interesting stuff. So stay tuned for that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.